You are listening to a recording by Lisa Page from SoulSatisfactionForWomen.com. For further information on events, workshops, coaching, and free products, please visit www.SoulSatisfactionForWomen.com.
So, at a recent Soul Satisfaction for Women live event in Ireland that I did, the ladies wanted an answer to this question, which was causing some of them incredible frustration in their relationship. And, of course, being a fabulous bunch of Irish women, there was no lack of humour about this one. So, if you're like most women today, including me, you've been raised to be self-sufficient, a self-sufficient, capable woman. And so if you see that something needs to be done and it's not getting done, and in particular your partner is not getting off his behind to do it, then you'd probably just do it yourself. You're quite capable of doing that. Now, that's fine, unless, of course, you're doing it with an underlying sense of resentment. So I don't know if you've ever felt that you've done something because you thought, oh, look, if I don't do it, nobody will. So you do it, but underlying your doing of it, there's this sense of resentment. The thing is that that's not good for you. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your heart, your soul, and it's definitely not good for your relationship. So one of my clients had experienced this frustration almost daily for most of her marriage, and she couldn't believe that the advice I gave her could actually produce such incredible and very instant results. So she tried it for herself, and this is what happened. She'd been married for about 20 years. I can't remember the exact amount, but it was around 20 years. And every night in winter, she and her husband would sit by the log fire after dinner, and they'd, you know, watch TV or talk, and the wood would burn down, the fire would get lower and lower, the room would get colder and colder, and she'd say, "Can you please get some more wood for the fire, dear?" And his response was, "Yes, I will in a minute." The thing was that time would tick by, still no wood. She'd ask again, but the more she asked, the more resistant he became. So what did she do? Well, of course, as a capable and self-sufficient woman, she went out and got the wood herself. But with that wood, she did carry in immense frustration and definite resentment about having to do it herself again. And remember, as women, we often carry past emotions into the present. So there was like this build-up of frustration. It wasn't just about that one moment. And this was compounded by the fact that he had said he would do it, but he hadn't. So despite being a little skeptical, she took my advice and tried it. And like I said, she was stunned with what happened. And this is the email I got from her the next day. "Dear Lisa, just had to pass this information on to you in view of our conversation yesterday afternoon regarding changing the use of language and not giving instructions. Last night I could see that the fire was in need of more wood. Normally I use instructions to ask MM, and she's put in brackets, me male, if he will get some wood. Then he leaves it for so long that I usually get up and go out to the woods so that the fire doesn't get too low. However, last night I thought I'd try your advice and word it using feeling language rather than instruction. I said, 'Honey, I'm feeling a bit chilly,' thinking that there would be no way that he would respond. Well, to my utter amazement, he said, 'I'll go out and get another log then,' at which he jumped straight up and did such. Wow, thank you. I'm still a little stunned and will definitely keep up this practice." So that was the email that she sent me the next day. And when I spoke with her the following week, she was still marveling at how it had totally changed the dynamic between her and her husband when she expressed how she felt rather than telling him what to do. And she said, "Look, wow, I wish I had known this years ago." So what advice, you might be asking, did I give her that worked so well? Well, what I explained to her in that is that in an intimate relationship between masculine and feminine, the masculine loves to provide and protect and to guide and direct, and he also loves to win. When he provides and protects and he guides and directs, and it makes you happy, he feels like he's winning. He gets to win in that instant. So the thing is that if you tell him to get more wood, you're being directive, and you're in your masculine. And when you're in your masculine, you're energetically and literally pushing him away. Think of two magnets. The two plus ends of each magnet are the masculine. The two negative ends are the feminine. If you've got the two plus ends together, they repel. If you've got a plus and a minus end together, the masculine and the feminine, they naturally are drawn together. So in that moment, you've got two masculines together because you're being directive and he's in his masculine. So it repels him. So he feels repelled and resistant to your direction. I mean, have you ever been lost in a car with a man who's driving and try telling him where to go or what to do? It's pointless. They just become more and more resistant. So this is where it's so important to express how you feel rather than telling him what to do. And this is what I told this client of mine. Tell him how you're feeling. Express how you're feeling rather than telling him what to do. Then you're in your feminine. When you're in your feminine, you're inviting him in. You're creating the space for him to enter into because you're in your feminine. He likes that, and so do you. So all I said to her was, look, you've got to express how you feel rather than telling him what to do. So instead of telling him to put more wood on the fire or even asking him to put more wood on the fire, just express that you're cold and say something along the lines of, oh gosh, I'm a bit chilly. It's a bit cold in here. And rub your shoulders a bit so he can actually see very clearly the expression of your being cold through your body, not just through your words. I mean, ladies, you have to know that even in an intimate moment, most men don't actually know the difference between a moan in pain or a moan in pleasure, in ecstasy. So if he has trouble with that, he's not going to, you might need to be a little more obvious than just saying you're chilly. Actually, you know, expressing it through your body very obviously is very helpful to a man. And we're trying to help him win. So ladies, it's that simple. One of the secrets to maintaining passion in your relationship is maintaining that arc of energy between masculine and feminine. And for you to be in your feminine, it's about expressing how you feel rather than telling him what to do. But there's one more piece. If he gets it right, make sure he knows it. Your feminine touch, your feminine sound and movement, these are all incredibly delicious for the masculine. And if you give that to him the instant he gets the wood, so to speak, he'll know he got it right. He will do it again and again and again, and there you'll have it, wood for life, or whatever it is that you've given him feedback on. So give this a try at home. For those of you who are thinking, well, that's manipulation. Well, it is if you only do it to get what you want, but that's not what this website's about. That's not what Soul Satisfaction for Women is about. This is about you being the full expression of who you are authentically in your relationship and inspiring the best out of your man and giving the fullest of you as a feminine being. So if your intention is just to get what you want, yes, it's manipulation, but if your intention is to inspire him into action, to do something that would be of benefit to him, to you, and indeed the world, then that's certainly not manipulation. That's real. That's inspiration of the feminine in the life of a masculine. And this wood story is just a simple and humorous example, really, of what's possible when we inspire our men into action rather than nagging them. So you, as a deeply feminine, intuitive woman, you know before your man does if he's off track, if he's out of integrity or not living on purpose. You know that before he even does because you're such a deeply intuitive and intuitive woman as the feminine. So your genuine feedback, that feeling feedback, is incredibly valuable to a good man who wants to grow, who wants to always live on purpose, and who wants to give his best to you and to the world. So if you can give him that feedback in a way that he can most fully receive it, it will take both his life and your life together in your relationship to a whole nother level. So enjoy this and do definitely try it at home and let me know how you go.
You are listening to a recording by Lisa Page from soulsatisfactionforwomen.com. For further information on events, workshops, coaching, and free products, please visit www.soulsatisfactionforwomen.com.